We'll discuss a little about Birkas Kohanim, the blessing that when the Kohanim go up and bless the people. The custom in Chutz La'aretz, the custom in North America, is we only do it on the Shalosh Regalim, on the Yom Tovim, because that's when we're Besimcha. So when Besimcha, we do it on a different Yom Tovim, because that's when we're Sharai Besimcha. But in Eretz Yisrael, they do it every day. And the question is, Birkas Kohanim is a biblical mitzvah. So the question is, it doesn't tell us how often. So the Stipler tells us an important principle. Whenever the Torah tells us a mitzvah and it doesn't give us the details, it means once a day, every day, like the mitzvah of tefillah, the mitzvah of prayer, according to the Rambam. According to Maimonides, there's a biblical mitzvah, mitzvahs ase l'spalo b'chol yom. There's a biblical mitzvah to pray every day, so the assumption is once a day. You know, rabbinically speaking, maybe we pray three times a day, but biblically speaking, only once a day. The same thing here, Birkas Kohan, and biblically speaking, we have an obligation to do once a day, but you can do it more often. It's not Baal Tosef. Let's say you had the Shavuos, you had the 5 o'clock minyan, people who stayed up all night and learned, and then they want a Kohen to come and do Birkas Kohanim for the second minyan, so that's also acceptable. You might not have an obligation to go back, but if you're there, one is permitted. Baal Tosef would mean is, and you don't do the bracha properly. You Baruch Hashem Yishmarecha, then you add some more words. But doing the same mitzvah many times, as Tosef, I think, points out in Rosh Hashanah, that's why we're allowed to blow shofar 100 times, even though biblically speaking, it's really 9 or 30. But same thing here. So the commandment is once a day, every day. And you can do it if you want to do it in some places. Our minhag is we just do it musaf, but if some places want to do it shachar or some musaf, that's okay. And in fact, it's interesting to note that Parshas Noso, which deals with Birkas Kohanim, is usually the first Shabbos after Shavuos, and it worked out this year. This year, Shavuos was Wednesday, Thursday, and we read Parshas Noso this Shabbos. The longest parsha, 176 psukim. That's the longest mesechta. Bava Basra, 176 psukim. Then Kuf Yutes, 176, the longest one, and also Kapitel Tehillim. So they point out that Parshas Noso always falls out. Always, usually falls out after Shavuos. What's the significance that we read the parsha about Birkas Kohanim? The blessing of the Kohanim after Shavuos. So some commentators explain it's because the Gemara tells us in Megillah, at the end of Megillah, Ezra tikein l'Yisrael, Ezra instituted for the Jewish people that they should read the Tochacha, they should read the portion of rebuke. We read it before Rosh Hashanah, and it's Parshas Kisavo, and we read it before Shavuos, Parshas Bamidbar. And why Ezra said that we want to finish off the year, finish off the curses, and start the new year fresh. So Gemara says, Bishloma Rosh Hashanah, I understand Rosh Hashanah, that's the new year, so I finish off the curses in Parshas Kisavo. But Shavuos is a new year? Yes. Peiros Ha'ilan, it's a new year for the fruits of the trees. We're judged on the Peiros Ha'ilan, so it is a new year. So either way, so the commentators point out, we want to finish the year off with curses, and then when we begin the new year, we want to begin with blessings. So that's why, right after Shavuos, we read Parshas Noso, which deals with Birkas Kohanim, and then right afterwards, because we wanted to finish off the year, we got the curses out of our way, and now we'll begin the new year with the blessing, with the Birkas Kohanim, the bracha from the Kohanim. So that's the juxtaposition between Parshas Naso falling out after the Yontif of Shavuos.